Hey, feeling unsure about your finances these days? You're not alone. That's why Noble Gold Investments is here to help. Just hear it straight from the people who they've helped. The Noble crew walked me through everything with no stress. With their help, I could finally sleep easy at night. And now this month, Noble Gold Investments is handing out a free 5-ounce silver America the Beautiful coin if you qualify for an IRA. Invest in gold and silver with Noble Gold Investments. Go to NobleGoldInvestments.com right now. That is NobleGoldInvestments.com right now. Hey, everybody. Today on the Charlie Kirk Show, an entire episode with my friend Colin Plume from NobleGoldInvestments.com. Noble Gold Investments is the place where I trust for all my gold and silver needs. They're amazing. They're ethical. They're transparent. They have integrity. They're honest. I know many of you are worried about the economy. We talk about that throughout the entire hour. I trust them 100%. Colin is a great American, a true patriot. Go to NobleGoldInvestments.com. That is NobleGoldInvestments.com. You will learn a lot with their free gold and silver guide. We plug it all throughout the hour. Really like what they're doing. They have a great approach. They really understand what is necessary to be able to protect your assets with a gold or silver IRA. So they help make this episode possible. So go to NobleGoldInvestments.com. That is NobleGoldInvestments.com, promo code Charlie. And if you have questions about the economy, we discuss it in this hour. Modern monetary theory, currency manipulation, all of it. So go to NobleGoldInvestments.com. Buckle up, everybody. Here we go.
Charlie, what you've done is incredible here.
Maybe Charlie Kirk is on the college campus.
I want you to know we are lucky to have Charlie Kirk.
Charlie Kirk's running the White House, folks.
I want to thank Charlie. He's an incredible guy. His spirit, his love of this country. He's done an amazing job building one of the most powerful youth organizations ever created, Turning Point USA.
We will not embrace the ideas that have destroyed countries, destroyed lives, and we are going to fight for freedom on campuses across the country. That's why we are here.
Brought to you by the loan experts I trust, Andrew and Todd at Sierra Pacific Mortgage at andrewandtodd.com. We have a friend of the show, great American, Colin Plume from NobleGoldInvestments.com. Colin, welcome back.
Yeah, thanks for having me. Exciting.
You have all sorts of goodies you've brought.
I brought some fun stuff.
This one you said you have to take back.
Yeah, that one I have to take. Well, so we'll see. We're negotiating here. We'll see if maybe we're keeping stuff
this
here.
This is
I don't
heavier
know.
Than I thought it was.
Yeah, it's a kilo, silver kilo bar. Yeah.
So what is this worth?
That's 900, high 800s right now. That's we sell, I can't even tell you how many of those we've sold and sent to people's homes or put in IRAs. So we've sold a lot of this.
Was it your gold in Bob Menendez's home? I'm kidding.
You know, it's funny. My mom texted me about that. And she said, you don't have to. So she texted me and then she wrote in the text.
You don't have to reply?
You don't have to tell me, honey.
did Bob Menendez go to NobleGoldInvestments.com
yeah,
and use?
I can assure you that I was curious too, but I looked at the gold bars in there that he had. You know, I looked at some of the pictures.
Were they legit?
I mean, from what you could tell, it's hard to see the serial numbers. I think they've scratched out the serial numbers. But they look like he had 2 kilos of gold.
That's like $4,000 then? Or
No. Kilos, it's 110 to 115,000.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So it's basically like that silver bar. It's about that size. It's a little bit smaller.
Wow.
And it's worth about 60,000 or so, give or take. Yeah. So he had 2 of those. Hard to trace those. Those are very common with large organizations. You know, we sell kilos, but typically to our larger purchases, you don't see a lot of like day-to-day investors buying a kilo because it's too big, right? You know, if you want to break off, you know, a few thousand dollars, you can in a kilo. It's worth $60,000. So it's typically a larger buyer or countries, or those are typically the people
like
that,
Egypt.
I'm not saying that that's who did it. I'm just saying
I just get a kick out of it because it's kind of in the news cycle. So silver, it takes a lot more silver to get to the same value of gold.
Oh,
basically,
yeah. It's about 80.
Storage
80
is an
to,
issue, right?
Yeah, 80 to 1. Yeah, oh, yeah. Storage is you know, we store a few places, Texas and Delaware. And, yeah, the storage component of silver, you know, I've seen people that do, you know, 7 figures in silver, and it's a pallet of silver. It's quite astonishing to do it. But gold, you know, I mean, look at that. It's pretty small. You can move a lot of gold anywhere. You know, you can move $1 million in gold anywhere pretty easily, like in a shoebox.
Wow. So
you know, we're here for the full hour, and there's several topics I want to cover. Let's talk about just what you're seeing, right? Because you kind of have, you're a little bit of a canary in the coal mine. You observe the canary in the coal mine, because when I talk to you, you always see things happening before they happen, right? Because you have people call you that are feeling the real, not just the news, right? So what are you hearing? What are you seeing? Especially over this last year, which has been a wacky economic year.
So you have this inverted yield curve, which I think is a big topic. You know, you have these short-term bonds paying, you know, 5.5%, which is unusual. It's been going on for about a year now, which it shows that, for people that don't really understand, it's typically a sign of a recession. Mm-hmm. When you have this inverted yield curve, because it means the large money, the bond money and all that is, they're willing to, you know, buy this short-term money, and they're really putting a lot because they want to be prepared. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, you wouldn't see a three-month treasury paying out a higher percentage than a 10-year or a 5-year. It doesn't make sense, right? People typically want a higher return on a longer-term bond. So it means that there's a lot of large money sitting on the sideline, and they're waiting to see what's going to happen, and they just want to be prepared. They don't want to be tied up in 5- and 10-year money because they believe that there's going to be a recession.
So how long has the yield curve been inverted?
It's been about a year.
Yeah, because I've been hearing about this for a while.
Yeah.
And that's usually a sign of an imminent shoot a drop. But that's what's been confusing, right?
Right.
Is that we've seen layoffs. We're seeing structural inflation.
Yeah.
I mean, do you think we're in a recession, or is it by a recession by another term?
Yeah. I mean, I think that, you know, you have this unemployment number that's confusing for a lot of people, because a lot of the jobs that people really want, people that are, you know, 40 to 65, 70, the jobs that pay 65,000 and above, those jobs have really shrunk, and they're not hiring, and a lot of companies are on hiring freezes right now. Obviously, you have a lot of strikes happening in all over the world. You know, obviously, the writer strike, you know, that's obviously billions and billions and billions of dollars lost. So I think that we're seeing a recession. It looks, this one factor of unemployment seems to be low, but really those are jobs that are not jobs that most people need to live on.
Yeah. And then what do you think actual structural inflation is? I mean, because they're saying it's what, 6 to 7%?
Yeah.
But it's obviously more than that.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I absolutely. I mean, if you look at the things that people are buying every day, the things that people need, I mean, I just had our health renewal for the company, and, you know, the lowest company I could choose from, the insurance rates were up 10% for the company. That was the lowest.
You know, and so, we just went through this at Turning Point. The insurance company came back to us, and they said, we want to raise your rates by 38%.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We told them to not, you know, I said some nice words, and we came down, we settled at 11%.
Right.
And which is still insane.
Yeah, it's still,
Cost Turning Point hundreds of thousands of dollars a year.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, you guys have a huge amount of employees.
Yeah, 350 employees.
Yeah, so that's,
and a lot of people having babies.
So, and a lot, and that's a beautiful thing, too.
Yes.
I mean, we always joke about the Noble Gold babies.
Yes.
And we've had a lot this year, and it's,
well, praise God.
What a blessing. I mean, it's such a blessing to have that happen and to be able to employ people. But obviously, at some point, if your health insurance goes up 10, 11% every year, there is a point when it becomes too expensive to run the day-to-day business.
Totally.
And we're getting closer to that point. I mean, it's, you know, I look at some of the rates that, you know, for some of the people, the company, and it's, you know, obviously it goes up by age and there's all these things, but we're, you know, some people are looking at $1,000, $1,100. It's never gotten cheaper, you know, Obamacare and all that. It's never gotten cheaper as an employer that not as many employees as you, but I've seen it. So that's just one factor that you're looking at, that significant cost. And then the day-to-day to run a business has gone up significantly. Everything that we are buying, everything we're doing has gone up significantly over the last year, yet it's been pretty flat. I mean, people are, they don't know where to invest right now. They're nervous. People are just kind of laying back. They're not doing much. I mean, people are in a pause right
now. Yeah, they are. And there's trillions of dollars of cash on the sidelines right now. In cash.
Yeah.
Not even in bonds, right?
Yep, absolutely, yeah.
Have we ever seen anything like this?
I've never seen, since I've been in the investment space before I got into precious metals, I was in commercial real estate. I mean, cash is trapped. I mean, you always saw people with wealth move very quickly. But I think right now, with the equity market, it's being so bad, and this idea that there is a recession coming, which means it could be worse, people are nervous. And obviously, these short-term bonds that we're seeing right now has an effect on corporations, because corporations, they're borrowing money. Yes. And so now it's really expensive for them day to day to borrow. So they're afraid to hire more. They're afraid to do more infrastructure. So everybody is just waiting around to see what's going to happen.
Yeah. And the smart companies, and you saw this when, I mean, it just anecdotally, when all of a sudden, right in the summer of COVID, you saw a lot of fast food restaurants all of a sudden build beautiful new, you know, like Burger King and Wendy's. You're like, wow, because they borrowed during the low rate. The very smart companies borrowed as much as they could when interest rates were 2.8%.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, they built those structures. And, then, you know, they don't even keep the real estate. You know, they sell them
off. No, of course.
Yeah.
But they said, we might as well just redo all of the interior of our restaurants now.
Yeah.
And that was excellent leadership.
And also they knew that, you know, with times like this, when times are tough, that people are looking for more of affordable price tag.
Yeah, so they actually saw it. I mean, the Wendy's in particular, I could at least name 10 or 12 Wendy's in the Valley where they, I mean, they made that kind of new design, trendy, not cheap, right? Multi-million dollar buildouts. Mm-hmm. And they borrowed hundreds of millions of dollars to do it. Corporate borrowing went up massively during COVID because the smart guys in the CFO office knew that. It's noblegoldinvestments.com. It is promo code Charlie or promo code Kirk. We have both, but use promo code Charlie. I think that's the safe one. Hey, everybody. Charlie Kirk here. Do you get the feeling that the unthinkable is going to happen soon? Well, I do. Between the distractions and the smokescreens and the media, we probably might not even see it coming. You are 9 meals away from anarchy. That's why it's so smart to invest in emergency food right now. As they say, quote, it's better to have it and not need it than to need it and not have it. My Patriot Supply is the nation's leader in high-quality emergency food. Head to MyPatriotSupply.com. That is MyPatriotSupply.com and prepare today with emergency food that will stay fresh for up to 25 years. Enjoy a wide variety of delicious food kits offering over 2,000 calories every day for optimum strength under stress. And don't forget about water filtration and purification products. These are perfect for your bug out bag, survival supply, and camping pack. One thing is for sure in this world, we all need to stock up before panic sets in. Order by 3 p.m. and your item ships the same day, and that is really fast. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare for what's coming, MyPatriotSupply.com. You want to tell us about this gold coin?
Yeah, the ship of gold. So it's a very interesting story about this. The ship of gold, they found it crashed. It was from Panama to New York and had a ton of gold on it. I mean, so many ounces of gold. Even when they found it initially, they started selling it off. There was a 80-pound gold ingot that sold for $8 million from this ship.
Wow.
Like just a massive gold bar. And so over time, they've been selling it. And actually, even last year, they started to sell some other relics from the ship. They have pistols and they have a pair of Levi's that's kind of cool. And so they've over time found different things from the ship. They've had to go down and find it a few times. But they found about a little over 3,000 gold coins. And this is one of them here. And I brought it because, first of all, I think it's a fun story. And second of all, you know, just talking about hobbies, you know, there's a lot of hobbies that cost you a lot of money. There's not a lot of hobbies that actually can make you a little bit of money. And even though I love bullion and I mostly buy gold and silver bullion and platinum, you know, I do like collecting things that are interesting like this. And so, yeah.
It's a great story. So what year did it crash?
It crashed in 1857.
Wow.
And actually, there was so much gold on this ship that it actually caused a panic. There's the 1857 panic that it caused. Really, really screwed up the markets because there was such a massive amount of gold on there that, you know, people were concerned about the economy. And this is before, you know, we were in this money printing stage where gold was really used.
As the backup currency.
Yeah.
Let's talk about that. I think, and noblegoldinvestments.com is where you can get this. It's a really neat presentation too.
Yeah. And I just think how great it looks. I mean, to think that was, you know, in the water for 160 years and it looks that good.
And what is this little, what are these little particles?
There's some gold dust in there that they found. And so, yeah, I mean, listen, you know, rare coins I don't recommend for everybody, but I think they're fun. And if you're looking for something different, we have a few of those, but there's not many of those available.
No, this is well, and then you get the picture of the crash.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
So, but let's talk about fiat currency and, you know, big government, big war, big pharma, a lot of their bigness, for lack of a better term, is dependent on cheap money.
Mm-hmm.
And for most of the American system of government, we had gold backing up.
Correct.
Our currency. Now it is the full faith and credit of the United States, a.k.a. paper.
Mm-hmm.
Walk us through that. What is that? Most Americans don't even think about this, that our dollar is backed by nothing.
Yeah. Well, I think people started to think about it more recently in the last few years because inflation was so high. I think before that, when the government reported 2% inflation and mm-hmm. things felt stable, people didn't really start to think about it. But now we are in a heavier inflationary period. It's continuing to go that way. And so you're seeing the world start to divest from the dollar, which means they don't want to trade in U.S. dollars anymore. That's the BRIC nations have been meeting and discussing this a number of times. And there was some thought that they were going to move away from the dollar and create their own currency. And they dispelled that. But I don't think they would let people know in advance if they mm-hmm. were going to create their own currency. If you think of the euro, if you think of a lot of currencies, you don't want to let people know too early, because they're gonna move in different directions sure. and make moves based
on
that.
They want to try to surprise.
Exactly, yeah. So I think that people don't realize that our dollar isn't backed by anything, and that the government is just basically spending and spending and spending. But I think people today do realize that their dollar is buying less and less than it's ever done.
So part of the market confusion this year was that the market was going steadily down from January 1 mm-hmm. till mid to late February. And then the Silicon Valley Bank collapsed. Mm-hmm. And if you go a level deeper into the financial data, it's pretty clear that the Fed started to release more money into the money supply without
Correct.
Actually saying it. Can
Correct.
You talk about this?
Yeah.
This is the buried lead of the confusing year of 2023.
Yeah, so they did. They started to get more money out there into the public.
But they didn't do it officially. They did it through other ways.
Yeah, they
right?
did it. Yeah, they did it through there was different channels that they moved the money out there. Things started to open up. And I think that they know deep down, most people realize we do need to open the money supply up a little bit to get things moving. I mean, a big issue, and Powell's, the thing that's scary about every conversation you hear with Powell is that he's basically said he doesn't know when things are going to change, that he doesn't think we're going to have a soft landing. He doesn't think we're going to move in that direction. So
I don't think we're going to have a soft, there's no way to have a soft
there's landing. No way to have a soft landing. So I think, they started to release more money out into the public. And then, you had three banks basically go under within 2 weeks,
yes.
three pretty big banks. And all of them pretty much were decided because they all made bad financial bets on bonds basically last mm-hmm. year. They all bought bonds. They all bought long-term bonds at 3 or 4%. Then things kind of turned around and they were in a bad position.
Public Square is one of my favorite apps. There are progressive corporations out there that are just doing terrible things. And Public Square is out there leading the charge against all this garbage that we see from Target, for example, Starbucks strong-arming their customers to support abortion, and financial services like PayPal canceling customers for their political views. Thankfully, we don't have to fund these companies any longer. With Public Square, we now have a solution. Join the movement of millions of patriotic Americans who love truth, our country, and our Constitution at publicsq.mobi/Charlie Kirk. Public Square is an app and a website where you can get connected to tens of thousands of businesses from all different industries that share your value for life, family, and freedom. Public Square is free to join. You can get started today. If you're a business owner, join. If you're a consumer, join. Check it out. Download the Public Square app today. Michael, who runs Public Square, does a beautiful job. Good friend of mine. 100% behind him. Check it out today. Several items I want to talk about here. So I want to go through this, Colin, because we were chatting beforehand, kind of our teams were.
Yeah.
Silver faces an unprecedented shortage as demand outpaces supply.
Yeah.
So this thing I have right here, there's a shortage of this thing.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I remember talking to, we talked to miners, and, they give you insight into what it costs to pull silver out of the ground. And they just don't understand in the 20s why it's sitting in the 20s. And it's just kind of been hovering there. Gold and silver, with all this inflation, gold and silver really haven't moved as much as one would think right now. And we use silver in so many industries. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's a nonstop. Data centers.
In dentistry, right?
Dentistry. Everything we're using today has a silver component. Solar has a big silver component. I like where the price of silver right now. We're seeing a big shift. I think over the last 2 years, it went a little bit. So we're seeing like 55-60% silver. The rest gold, and then about 5-7% in platinum right now. Platinum is also a metal that is in high demand, and people forgot about platinum. But platinum was more than gold. When I got in the business, platinum was always $100 to $200 above gold, and that's shifted over the last 6 or 7 years, and now you have platinum sitting in the $900 range. But you're seeing palladium start to creep down,
yep.
And it's because they're using platinum in the catalytic converters, and it's you know, people don't realize platinum is harder to find than gold, silver, and palladium. It's the hardest one to mine.
Are they using electric vehicles?
Yeah, using it, and a big catalytic converter push is with platinum, so you're seeing more uses that. So it's staggering the amount of ounces that they're going to be short in platinum. And obviously nobody knows when they start using different metals, but we've been selling a lot. And actually, I was going to bring platinum today, but we've been selling. It's really hard to find it. We've been selling pretty much all this platinum.
Where is it usually sourced? What part of the world is platinum?
You can find it in Africa. You can find it a little bit in Mexico. But yeah, it's usually like the secondary metal. It's not the primary metal that they're looking for. Silver is also the same way. So it's you see it transitioning now where people are starting to talk. You see palladium's down in the 1250 range. So I think you could see a reverse where platinum starts to take off. So we've been seeing a lot more push of platinum being consumed. And so it's interesting to see that shift. When I started in the business 15 years ago, it was 90%, 92% gold, and then the rest was silver, and then maybe less than 1% platinum palladium. But we are starting to see that shift.
So don't get left behind. Let Noble Gold help you stock up on physical silver. I buy all of my gold and silver from Noble Gold Investments. Open or roll over an IRA, which you guys allow, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, you can roll over any old 401k. A lot of people have left jobs. You can roll it into a self-directed IRA, which I even if you don't buy gold, I recommend that because
yes.
You know this. Like, you want to be in charge of your finances. Mm-hmm. And being an old 401k, you can read it till you can't read anymore about how many hidden fees there are in those accounts. You know, they've been trying to hide those fees for years. So getting in a self-directed IRA, even if you didn't buy gold or silver, you could just buy Tesla or you could buy Ford or you could buy anything and you're in charge of it. You know exactly what the fees are. So I highly recommend any old 401k, move into self-directed, take control of it. And you can put it in gold and silver if you do want to do that. We have a full-time team. They work 6 days a week, and we can do all that paperwork that nobody wants to do.
Yeah, and look, Colin doesn't have to say anything about this. There's a lot of bad guys in the gold world, a lot of shysters. There's just a lot of talk. Let's just say this. I think, Colin, you'd agree. The stereotype, how most people feel about the gold industry, it's not great.
Yeah.
I can vouch for your guys' character.
Thank you.
100%.
Yeah, I mean, most CEOs won't, my competitors won't come on a show. Right, they're not out there. They're hiding.
They also like form companies and they fold companies. It's like a lot of this.
Yeah.
Shape shifting.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, because you know there's fees that can get really outrageous in the industry, and there's a lot of ways. There's a lot of bait and switching, unfortunately.
A lot.
And what we really do is we focus our employees. We know who we are. We sell bullion, gold and silver, platinum, palladium. We sell it at a fair price. We ship it fast. We're shipping right now in like a week. I mean, we're shipping faster than anyone.
Wow.
I have people calling me saying, I bought from so-and-so. They said it's going to take 8 to 12 weeks because there's a shortage on X. That's not true. We're shipping every item that anyone would buy. We're shipping very quickly. Yeah, if you wanted a rare coin, maybe we got to find it.
Mm-hmm.
But that bar's it's at your doorstep in a week. So
right.
You do have to do your research. You do have to check people out. And I tell people to do it about us.
NobleGoldInvestments.com or call 877-646-5347. So there's a lot of talk about the national debt. As the national debt increases, there's only a couple ways to get out of debt. You can cut spending. D.C. doesn't want to do that. You can raise taxes. D.C.'s not going to do that, nor should they. Or you can inflate your way out of the debt. But it's not just the national debt. These numbers are unbelievable, Colin, as we were chatting before. The average personal debt per individual is $21,800. 35% of Americans are the most in debt they've ever been in. The U.S. household debt is $17 trillion. Does that include mortgages? Like, I mean, that's mm-hmm. It's an unbelievable number.
Yeah, it's an unbelievable. And also the scary thing about that number is the majority of that debt, besides your mortgage.
Which is structurally justifiable.
Yeah,
yeah.
Is credit card.
Well, that's a trillion of it. That's insane.
Yeah, the credit card and credit card rates are the highest they've ever been, at least in the last, since the 80s. So you have these super high rates. And, you know, they say the average credit card, they send out these numbers that the average rate is like 19 to 23%. But that doesn't factor in people that are new to the credit card market. Those rates, I've seen credit cards offering above 30%. So, and those are the people that are really the most vulnerable, right? Because they're you know, starting out and they think they have time to recover. And so they're willing to take on this and 30% debt. I mean, it's in my opinion, it's criminal. So, you know, I think that people got to be careful about, you know, thinking that they can, you know, they have time to get out of that debt. And that's the nice thing about gold and silver, as I always talk about, when people call and they buy for their children, you know, I have gold and silver for my three kids. I have a little set aside for each of them. It's like my kids have a net worth. Mm-hmm. They actually have a net worth. They're not in debt. They have a net worth. You know, they each have, you know, let's say 10 to 20,000 in gold each. So they're starting ahead of the eight ball.
So grandparents can set that up with you guys?
Absolutely.
All their grandkids.
Yeah, absolutely.
Say, I want each one of my grandkids to have 25,000 in gold.
Absolutely. And you know,
is it physical then, or is it in an
absolutely physical gold? Yeah, we can store it for them if they want, or if they want to take possession. You know, I have it set up in a safe where it's like, you know, Mina, Mason, Max, like they have their own, you know, and whatever.
But there's a service where you guys can, for example, they don't want to store it at their home.
We could store it for them. Yeah, absolutely. We could store it, segregated storage. And
but
Texas
they get access to it whenever they
want. Yeah, yeah, no, they're, we just set you up with the depository.
Yeah, got it.
Our
and names. They're trusted in there. Yeah.
Oh, definitely. Yeah. I mean, I go there twice a year. I
got
do
it.
An audit.
Are they in Texas or where are
Texas,
they?
Texas, Delaware, and you can store in Canada. Most
oh,
people
cool.
do store in Texas.
I'm not storing in Canada.
Yeah, I don't think
no
most
way.
People are storing it.
We're not
yeah.
doing that.
But, you know, you have some people that don't want to be in the U.S., so that's, you know, that's an option there. But Texas storage, and yeah, you can set it up for each grandkid.
So they get like a little box or whatever.
A little segregated, and they shrink wrap it, and then I, you know, I audit it. And then, you know, it's like what I do with my kids. Like the kid I like more, I'll give them more gold.
And they don't know it.
They don't know it. You know, the kid that you know, really is nice to their dad. And then, you know, over time, we'll see
sure.
who's – and it's my daughter. I'm not supposed to say that. But, you know, everyone's got a favorite kid.
There
so.
You go. But it's a way that, you know, grandparents watching, and this is a way to pass down wealth that will stand the test of time.
Absolutely. And I actually did a video that went crazy viral. I was talking about I had a kilo gold bar. That's worth about saying. And I was saying, like, this could be, you know, who knows where college is going to be in 15 or 20 years. But let's say people are still going to college. This could pay for college. This could be the college, you know, put this away, wait 15 years. And this is could be, you know, right now maybe it's 2 years of college. Who knows? Maybe in 15 years, maybe it pays for the whole thing. You know, you don't know.
How has it performed traditionally versus structural inflation over the last decade?
You know, gold right now is sitting decades. So last 10 years, you go back. So you're looking at gold was sitting around 1170 about 9-10 years ago.
So it's up $800.
It's up about $800. Yeah.
Which is near almost doubling.
Yeah.
So
yeah, over the last 9-10 years, that's where you've been looking at. And obviously, it peaked at 2070.
Yes.
And it's pulled
but
back.
But it's at 1,919.
Yeah, it's about $1,900 right now. And that's and as I was saying earlier, I think that's a lot to do with just the pause in investing. People are just kind of cautious. And, you know, you look at these big these funds saying, I can make 5% right now. But we know that 5% return in banks and CD, that's not going to last forever.
No.
And we also know that if the bank's paying 5%, then to your point, inflation's probably double or triple.
Oh, I think that they've been lying about inflation for a very long mm-hmm. time. I mean, if you look at the stuff people care about, are rents going up? Rents are not just going up. They're doubling in certain markets.
Absolutely.
I mean, you look at single family homes in the Phoenix area, they're going up despite all the economic calamity. I mean, they are going up 12% a quarter in certain neighborhoods. And then you just, and not to mention groceries, gasoline, you know, medical, education. Has anything, Colin, besides television or phones gone down in price in the last 5 to 7 years?
Nothing that I can think of. Yeah, my father always jokes, he was a garment manufacturer for many years, and he said the only thing over the last 40 years that's gotten better in quality and cheaper in price is Docker pants. Because if you look at over the last 30 years, like Dockers 30 years ago were $20 too, and they weren't that great. And if you look at them today, they're still about, you know, $20, $25. But the production value and everything has gone up. And obviously that's because it's made overseas and things have changed. But ultimately, no. I mean, and to your point about rent, there's no reason that rent is going to go down substantially with all these people tied to these 3% mortgages. People and that whole industry, the mortgage industry, loans – you know, that industry is dead. I have so many friends in real estate, and it's so hard for them right now because, you know, the expectations are so unrealistic that, yes, that properties are just sitting and sitting and sitting. And that's been happening for more than a year. So that whole industry, which there's a lot of fees and there's a lot of money to be made.
A ton of regulation too.
Yeah. A ton of, well, yeah. And so you're looking at a situation where, you know, people with a 3% mortgage, they're never going anywhere. So rents, so people that can't afford a house because the price hasn't come down, they're just renting. And yes, it just continues to go up.
Yes, that's so, right. All right, check out noblegoldinvestments.com, promo code Charlie. You guys can get silver, gold IRA. And if you're a grandparent, you're like, boy, I want to set up my kids. But, you know, the other good thing about gold, too, is that it's stable, but also it's like they have to really be motivated to sell it, right?
Yeah.
And that's actually, if I'm talking about a grandparent to grandkid, yeah, right? It's one thing for cash, right? They could blow it on anything,
yeah,
right?
Well, yeah, and also, you know, you see a lot of times when the grandparent passes that the kids kind of sell things right away. And if they wanted to, they could.
Yes.
But, because it's so liquid. But the idea is that, you know, you buy these items, it's sleepy money, and you kind of forget
money.
It. You
That's
forget
right.
about it. You just put it away, and you forget about it. And there's no debt. You know, think about having an asset with no debt.
NobleGoldInvestments.com. It's where I buy all of my gold from. Promo code Charlie. Here I have some silver, and there is a silver shortage, as we have been talking about. JP Morgan, 2023 Economic Outlook. What are some top line takeaways from our friends at JP Morgan Chase?
Well, I think overall there's a market insecurity in terms of, you know, this paralysis, you know, as we've been talking about. So much of our country is built on debt. So if we continue to have high interest rates for the significant future, 12 months, 18 months, and Powell's, he's sort of alluded that he doesn't know when interest rates will drop. I think that almost all corporations in general are going to be cautious with hiring, growing their infrastructure. So I think it's and we've seen that the market's had some, you know, a few good days this year, but for the most part, it hasn't been as strong. A lot of people thought we'd see a bounce back this year. And I think as long as we're at interest rates, you know, 6 to 9, and there's people thinking that maybe household interest rates could go to 10, I don't think we're going to see the equity markets move in a favorable manner.
Yeah, and I mean, the interest rates is directly tied to structural inflation. So people say, well, why don't they just lower rates? I mean, then you'll see even more inflation, mm-hmm. right? So, I mean, you know, I don't know if the Fed wants what's best for America. That's a separate issue. But if they did, they still have to go through the, you know, do you just pull the plug and get the recession over with, right? And kind of take your cough syrup? Because a lot of this, Colin, is inherited problems from, in my opinion, the overly aggressive response during COVID.
Yeah. The overspending.
Yes.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah.
$6 to $7 trillion in new spending on top of the $4 million we already spent.
Yeah. And it still happens. You know, I always talk about this a lot is that you can still, as an employer, get aid from COVID. You know, I get the call every day.
The employee retention credit, ERC.
It doesn't make any sense. Like, if you survive to today, why would you need money from 3 years ago?
Yes.
It doesn't make any sense.
And the fraud, Colin, is unlike, we are going to eventually find out $300 to $400 billion in fraud.
Oh, easily.
That's what the people I trust.
Like,
you know?
Old mortgage brokers are calling me every day offering me this credit.
Jeez.
So, yeah, so you have that situation, that overspending and that, you know, that way too much money going out. So, you know, really what Powell's position is that, and a lot of people believe this, the only way interest rates drop next year is you have some kind of black swan event.
Mm-hmm.
That's the only way. So we either go to war or there's some kind of event that he could justify. Because as you said, he can't lower rates because his mandate is get inflation to 2%.
Yes.
So I think what we should do is, as a country, and just say, listen, we're never going back to 2%. Let's make it 4%. Because
inflation or rates?
I think they should increase the 2% mandate to 4 because it's an unrealistic number. It's an unrealistic to go back to 2. I think we go to 4. Now we're pretty close. And then I think if we could get to 4, which I think we will, then he could start opening up the money supply again and things
get
better.
Yeah, and when you have an expectation of 4, it does put pressure. That means you're going to have to earn 5% just to outpace inflation,
sure,
right? And so you'll have employers that be like, well, why do I have so many employees?
Right.
You know, and that will increase unemployment, right?
Yeah.
And we haven't seen that happen yet, though, which is what's amazing, right?
Yeah, and I think overall, when you look at how people are looking at their money right now, it's like they're looking at what's, you know, you had the get-rich-quick during COVID where the stock market went up and people made, you know, you know, have that movie Dumb Money talking about, you know, people buying this ridiculous AMC stock and it go through the roof. And, you know, you have these people that are looking for those get rich quick, but so many of them lost so much money over the last 2 to 3 years. Now I think the reversal is like, let's go back to basics. Let's talk about the things
the
that have been
around.
Let's get back to the fundamentals and think about things that are going to be good. And I think we need to empower real estate because it is such a big industry with a little bit lower rates. Because that would fundamentally help the economy. But then people should really look at what the things cost and be looking at value. And that's why I really love where gold sitting, platinum, and palladium, if you look at value and if you look at these prices, you look at inflation across the board on everything else, they really haven't gone up as much as some of the other items that are out there. Yet the demand is still there.
Final plug, noblegoldinvestments.com. Just talk about what you offer and... And I trust you guys 100%.
Yeah, Noble Gold Investments, we're a family business. You know, we want to help people. We talk about precious metals. Even if you just want to learn about precious metals, I say give us a call.
You have a gold and silver guide?
We have gold and silver guides. We have a palladium guide. We have a platinum guide. Even if you just want to learn and it's not the time, get the information now. Start the process. And then when you're ready to make a decision, you do it. But getting information about an alternative asset right now I think is really important. Yeah. And I think, you know, you talk about it a lot, is like finding hidden value. It's really important to look, you know, not at the traditional investments.
NobleGoldInvestments.com. Love partnering with you guys. Thank you. And it is where I buy all of my gold from and silver. NobleGoldInvestments.com. Colin, thanks so much. Thanks so much for listening, everybody. Email us as always, freedom@charliekirk.com. And check out NobleGoldInvestments.com. Promo code Charlie.
For more on many of these stories and news you can trust, go to charliekirk.com.
When I grow up, I want to work for a woke company, like super woke.
When I grow up,
I want to be hired based on what I look like
rather than my skills.
I want to be judged by my political beliefs.
I want to get promoted
based on my chromosomes.
When I grow up, I want to be offended
by my coworkers
and walk around the office
on eggshells
and have my words policed
by HR.
Words like
grandfather,
peanut gallery,
long time no see,
no can do.
When I grow up,
I want to be obsessed with emotional safety
and do workplace sensitivity training
all day long.
When I grow up, I want to climb the corporate ladder
just by following the crowd.
I want to be a conformist.
I want to weaponize my pronouns.
What are pronouns?
It's time to grow up and get back to work. Introducing the number one woke-free job board in America, RedBalloon.work.